Right now it is time for us to check sports here on the Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. Topping the sports, the college football season is over. Georgia got revenge. They defeated Alabama to win the college national championship. Georgia quarterback Stetson Bennett fired two touchdown passes in the fourth quarter to lift the Bulldogs to their first national championship since 1980, beating Alabama 33-18. In baseball, the Yankees are making some news. Rachel Balcovec will be the first female minor league baseball manager. The Yankees announced this yesterday. She'll be the first major league baseball manager, promoting her to manager of the low-A Tampa Tarpons, making her the first woman to skipper a team affiliated with Major League Baseball, according to people familiar in baseball. NBA. Let's start off with scores. We'll start off talking about the local teams. The Knicks defeated the Spurs 111-96. The Knicks' record now stands at 20-21. The Celtics beat the Pacers 101-98. The Celtics are 20-21. Meanwhile, the Nets lost to Portland 114-108. The Nets are 25-14. In other games, the Jazz lost to the Pistons 126-116. The Bucks lost to the Hornets 103-99. The Cleveland Cavaliers nipped the Kings by a score of 109-108. All right, with that being said, let's move on to the National Hockey League. The Bruins won against the Capitals 7-3. The Bruins now 19-11-1 on the year. The Capitals 28-7. The Rangers fell to the Kings 4-3. The Rangers are 23-10-3. The Kings are 18-13-4. Now, let's get on to the topic du jour. The New York football Giants, they allowed, instead of firing him, their general manager to resign yesterday after 4 years. And there's just a million different stories about their head coaching position. Some people say they're going to let Joe Judge coach. Other people are saying it's still up in the air. I would have thought that the Joe Judge would have been kept on as coach, even though they played lousily after the last 6 to 7 weeks of the season, until he ran the two quarterback sneaks on his own 5-yard line because they didn't have any answers to throw the ball. To me, that should have been the crushing blow to Joe Judge not coaching the New York football Giants. That should, you know, that's, you just gave up. You showed your team you had no confidence at all. You didn't give them any direction at all, except poor direction. So, to me, that was the big loser. So, we'll have to see. But we'll see what happens. I can't believe that, you know, you've got coaches that finished with 500 records, coaches that were in the chance to the hunt for the playoffs, that didn't make it, that have been fired, and you have a coach who has won in 2 years 10 games. 10 games in 2 years. And his job is not on the line. And then you have the decision about Daniel Jones. He's got $21 million coming due to him if he resigns another contract. Do you do that? It's hard to tell. He's always injured. So a lot of decisions are facing the New York Giants this coming offseason, and hopefully they'll make the general manager decision quickly, and then the general manager can fire the coach and bring in the coach that he wants. Hopefully. Other than that, all I say is, like I said earlier, the Salisbury Winter Sports Association Jump Fest coming up February 11th, 12th, and 13th at Satre Hill. And then 2 weeks after that, Every 5 years, they host the Junior Nationals. More information on JumpFest at jumpfest.org. That is jumpfest.org.